Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Learning School Watch Friday Night Specials.
When I stand before your throne, dressed in glory not my own, what a joy I'll sing of on that day. No more tears or broken dreams, forgotten is the minor key. Everything as it was meant to be, and we will worship, worship forever in your presence. We will sing, we will worship, worship you.
We're reaching out to you tonight, to those in Africa and the Eastern Hemisphere. We're so glad you're with us. Let's just worship a few minutes to begin.
And see how much you paid to bring me home. Not till then, Lord, shall I know. Not till then, how much I owe. Everything I am before your throne. And we will worship, worship forever in your presence.
We will sing,
we will worship,
worship you,
Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Just worship the Lord together.
And we will worship, worship,
worship
forever
in your presence.
We will
worship,
forever in your
Praise the Lord. We're so glad you're here with us tonight. Let's bow our heads together as we open in prayer. This is Diane Lenning, your host, from the United States of America, reaching out to you wherever you live, but especially tonight, Friday night, in Africa and the Eastern Hemisphere. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for this wonderful opportunity to share the good news and the glory of God around the world and to give people opportunity to join God's family and to become children of God. We're so grateful for each one who's with us tonight and listening, learning, and searching for a purpose in life, Lord. We pray that they will find that tonight in the Lord Jesus Christ, in serving the Lord. And we pray blessings upon all of God's children around the world. And be with us tonight as we share the word and anoint our speakers, that understanding and depth of knowledge and understanding will be brought to each person. And we just thank you so much for this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's just finish off this song here. That was one of our new songs I'm starting, called Endless Hallelujah. And we're going to be having future worship songs I will be downloading in the future. And on Sunday night now, we've started a time of just praise and worship where I'm not reading the scripture except for scripture that refers to praising the Lord. And I've been reading some in Psalms. And that, I think, will edify your spirit, give you understanding of how we worship the Lord. I'm going to start off tonight with reading the Lord's Prayer. That is a prayer that Christians around the world memorize. And you can find it in your own language if you have a Bible. It's found in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 through 13. So I will do this often so you can learn it. Let's bow our heads for the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts or our sins, as we have forgiven our debtors, as we have forgiven those who have sinned against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, there are different interpretations of the Bible, so there are several different ways to say it, but whichever way you say it, God hears it. And he answers that prayer. We are so glad you are here with us tonight. I look forward to this time each week to share the word of God with you. And we are awaiting yet our young man from Africa who joins us on Friday nights, who will be sharing in Swahili. I do most of the show in English. So if you are wanting to learn English from anywhere in the world, a good opportunity for you to hear English. And I was a teacher of English for those speaking English as a second language. I just retired a few years ago. So I try to speak slowly and clearly for you to hear the English as it's spoken so you can pick it up. We're going to begin tonight in the book of John, chapter 9. Now, as a review, we have read the first 8 chapters of John already, and this book of John is talking about the life of Jesus, the Son of God, while he lived here on earth, representing God in the flesh among the people of the earth. And here we find in Jesus' life, after he turned 30, years old, he began to demonstrate in real poignant demonstration. He demonstrated the power and the glory of God, starting off with miracles. His first one, he turned the water into wine at a wedding feast where his mother was, and he healed many individuals. Tonight we're going to read about Jesus heals a man born blind. And I'd like to remind you that healing is for today. We can claim healing for each one of us. And when you become a child of God, God gives you the power of God through the Holy Spirit, who is our guide, to reach out and give the healing touch to those in our communities. John 9 says, as he went along, he saw a blind man from birth. His disciples asked him, Rabbi, Rabbi means teacher, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Neither this man nor his parents sinned, said Jesus, but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. As long as it is day, we must do the works of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am the world, I am the light of the world. And I'd like to explain that a bit. We, I believe, are in the end time even now as we speak. And it is still light. That meaning it's still time for us to show others about the good news, about being a child of God. We call that reaping the harvest. Bringing new souls to the Lord is called reaping the harvest, we call it here in America. And Jesus said, while I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Well, we read earlier in the book of John how God wants us as sinners to step from that world of darkness into the light. And we step from darkness into the light when we receive Jesus into our heart as our Lord and Savior. No other person on earth can step us from darkness into light, just Jesus and the Holy Spirit through God's power. And that's a symbolic reference, us going from the darkness into light. When you are in darkness, if you haven't known the Lord yet, you might experience sadness and unhappiness, perhaps oppression, feeling of no control in your life and a lack of joy. But God wants to take you out of that darkness into light, into a spirit of joy, peace, long-suffering, understanding, and bringing the joy of the Lord to others by sharing the good news. In verse 6 it says, after saying this, Jesus spit on the ground, making some mud with the saliva, and put it on the man's eyes who was blind. Go, he told him, wash in the pool of Siloam. Siloam means sent. So the man went and washed, came home seeing. His neighbors and those who had formerly seen him begging asked, isn't this the man? The same man who used to sit and beg? Some claimed that he was. Others said, no, he only looks like him. But he himself insisted, I am the man. How then were your eyes opened, they asked. He replied, the man they called Jesus made some mud and put it on my eyes. He told me to go to Siloam and wash. So I went and washed the mud from my eyes. And then, miraculously, I could see. Where is this man? They asked. I don't know, he said. Well, then we find that the Pharisees investigate this healing. And we know all through the book of John that these Pharisees were skeptics. They were skeptical that perhaps Jesus wasn't really the Son of God. Even after seeing miracle after miracle, some did not believe and were only trying to find him in a position to arrest him. But what we kept hearing Jesus say throughout John so far was that my time has not yet come. God has a plan for this world, and he has a plan for each one of you. And when God's time comes, the scripture will be totally fulfilled. In verse 13, they brought to the Pharisees the man who had been blind. Now the day on which Jesus had made the mud and opened the man's eyes was a Sabbath, a holy day. Therefore, the Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight. He answered, "He put mud on my eyes, and I washed, and now I see." Some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath." They had a rule that they weren't supposed to work on the Sabbath, and they were really stretching it a bit to say that Jesus was working just by performing a miracle. But others ask, "How can a sinner perform such signs?" So they were divided. Some believed and some didn't. It's somewhat that way today, isn't it? Some people believe in the Lord and received the gift of salvation and eternal life, and others reject it and will live in eternal damnation in the lake of fire. That's their choice. God's a gentleman. He gives each person the free choice as to whether or not they want to receive Jesus into their heart and life. Then they turned to the blind man. "What have you to say about him?" "It was your eyes he opened." Just think a moment. What would you say about someone who had just brought your sight and it healed you? The man replied, "He is a prophet." They still did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight until they sent for the man's parents. "Is this your son?" they asked. "Is this the one you say was born blind? How is it now that he can see?" "We know he is our son," the parents answered, "and we know he was born blind. But how he can see now or who opened his eyes, we don't know. Ask him. He is of age." In other words, he's a grown man. He will speak for himself. His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders, who already had decided that anyone who acknowledged that Jesus was the Messiah would be put out of the synagogue. That was why his parents said, "He is of age, ask him." You know, and how could anyone really be faulted too much by just telling what had happened to them? A second time, they summoned the man who had been blind. "Give glory to God by telling the truth," they said. "We know this man is a sinner." He replied, "Whether he is a sinner or not, I don't know. But one thing I do know, I was blind, and now I see." Then they ask him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered, "I have told you already, and you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples too?" Verse 28. Then they hurled insults at him and said, "You are this fellow's disciple? We are disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses, but as for this fellow, we don't even know where he comes from." The man answered, "Now that is remarkable. You don't know where he comes from, yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners. He listens to the godly person who does his will. Nobody has ever heard of opening the eyes of a man born blind. If this were not from God, he could do nothing. In other words, he's saying, this has to be God. To this they replied, you were steeped in sin at birth. How dare you lecture us? And they threw him out. Now, there is such a thing as spiritual blindness. You know, if our eyes cannot see in our physical eyes, sometimes people cannot see spiritually because they choose not to accept it. That's why I often pray to ask the Lord to reveal to you personally the reality of God. Then there will remain no doubt in your heart and mind who the true God is, because there will be those who try to deceive. In verse 35, Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, and when he found him, he said, do you believe in the Son of Man? Who is this, sir? The man asked. Tell me so that I may believe in him. Jesus said, you have now seen him. In fact, he is the one speaking with you right now. Then the man said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him. Wouldn't you believe? God, through the Son Jesus Christ, had healed you of a major illness? Had healed you if you had been blind? Would you believe it if you saw God heal another person? Would you believe it if someone wrote about it? About the Lord Jesus healed another person? That's what we have here. In the scriptures, someone is accounting and writing a story of what happened when Jesus lived here on earth around 2,000 years ago. Verse 39. Jesus said, for judgment I have come into this world, so that the blind will see, and those who see will become blind. Some Pharisees who were with him heard him say this and asked, what? Are we blind too? Jesus said, if you were blind, you would not be guilty of sin. But now that you claim you can see, your guilt remains. Well, let's talk a little bit about what we just read. Here we see that Jesus physically healed a man with the power of God and was demonstrating the power of God. Jesus even said that this man had been born blind for the purpose of God revealing and showing his glory. So it doesn't always mean that a family has sinned. If someone is ill or born lame or with a malady or an illness, perhaps in your area of the world, God wants to reveal his glory. Pray and ask the Lord that. I believe we are in the end time, and we are soon approaching spiritual darkness here on earth, and God wants us to win others to the Lord. So I believe it's time that we ask the Lord to have his will on our lives and use us here on earth. I'm going to give you opportunity in a couple of minutes to accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior. I try to do that every show. And I read a few scriptures from the verses of the Bible that will help explain to you what it is. In John 3:16, God says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God wants you to receive his best gift, his Son Jesus. And all you have to do is pray with me and receive that gift that God wants each one of you to have. No matter what your background or where you're from, what your nationality, no matter what kind of job you have, rich or poor, God wants you to be in his family. In John 1:2, it says, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. John 3:3, Jesus said, you must be born again. That means spiritually be born again. By receiving the Lord Jesus as your Savior and becoming a member of God's family. Romans 5:8 says, but God proves his love for us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. That's Jesus. John 10:10, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have more abundantly. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, our sins. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. His stripes are those we're talking about when Jesus was crucified on the cross and when he was whipped with the leather whips that caused marks on his skin. And it's by what Jesus suffered that we can receive eternal salvation and forgiveness and healing as well. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In 1 Peter 2:24, it says, and he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, that we might die to sin no more and live to righteousness. For by his wounds you are healed. You'd like to receive Jesus tonight? Say this prayer with me. And if you've already received the Lord or would like to say this out loud along with those around you, that might make them feel comfortable. Let's bow our heads together. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the gift of life, your Son Jesus, God's best gift. Just say in your heart right now, Lord, I confess that I'm a sinner and that I have sinned. And I believe that Jesus is the living Christ, Son of God. And I ask you now into my heart as my Lord and Savior to walk with me as my friend, my spiritual guide, my father, my brother, my uncle, like a close person who's with me always. Lord, help the Spirit to dwell in me each day and to live as a pattern to follow and, Lord, to live a godly life like Jesus lived on earth, and to be encouraged today that with God's help and Holy Spirit, I can grow in the strength and stature of the Lord Christ. We thank you, for this miracle of Jesus Christ. Pray that you will bless them, Lord. Heal them. Fill them with the Holy Spirit to help them to feel the witness of the good news in their area and not to be deceived by false prophets, false words, but to know the reality of God so that they won't have to be divided among those who don't know them. Help them, each one, to know and understand the truth by the Holy Spirit that confirms it in their heart and mind. Thank you so much, Lord, for these who've received in the precious name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm so glad for this time we've spent together tonight. I am sorry that John has not been able to call in tonight. He kind of lives in the country, so he can't always call in every week, even though he might try. So I will try to stay on a few more minutes in case he does. When he does come on, he speaks the scripture in Swahili. And there are some cases where he has called in and that is recorded. So you can listen to other Friday night specials and probably hear some Swahili. You can do that by going into your computer at www.blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenning. I'll spell that out for you. www.blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenning. We're going to sing for a few minutes together and worship and praise the Lord with the angels who have started singing in heaven for each one of those who have accepted Jesus as their Savior. Let's just praise and worship the Lord together in our last few minutes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Let's worship together.
When I stand before your throne, dressed in glory not my own, what a joy I sing of on that day. No more tears or broken dreams, forgotten is the minor key. Everything as it was meant to be. And we will worship, worship forever in your presence. We will sing, we will worship, worship you. An endless hallelujah to the King.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, so much for each one who's here tonight. We pray blessings upon them, that God will protect them and bring them bountiful crops in their lives, to have a good job and get a good education, live a good life. And Lord, show them in their own hearts and minds what you want them to do in life and what would you want them not to do. Help them or reveal to them, Lord, what is sin and what is the good way to live. Because we know that new Christians sometimes are tempted and don't always know the ways of the Lord, but we pray, Lord, that you would mentor them and bring people in their lives to explain the word to them, and that people would group together to read the Bible and to study the scripture together, to find the answers together, and listen to our show every week to find out more about God and how to have a life full of peace, joy. We know that our lives are not without some difficult things that happen to us, but we know that God will be there with us to help us through it, and we praise the Lord for that. We thank you for all of this in the precious name of Jesus. We will see you next time. I'm so glad for this time together. We have a time together. For me, it's every Wednesday night, Friday night, and Sunday night. For you in the Eastern Hemisphere, it's probably 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning. What a great way to start the day. And we're so glad that you're here with us. And pray many blessings upon you. And until next time, I want you to know that God loves you, and I love you, and all our co-hosts love you. And I'm sorry tonight John wasn't here, but let's pray for him. Pray that he can call in every week so he can interpret for you. And if you do happen to have a phone and you know and you're listening that he hasn't called in, you can call in and interpret it for me. That toll-free number is 1-877-497-9937. I will try to announce that number at the beginning from now on in case God lays that on someone's heart to call in when John can't make it. It would be very helpful to those to understand in their own mind. But we pray too that you will learn English and understand the depth of the scripture through the English as well. God loves you, and until next time, God bless you. Bring joy and abundance in your life. Bye for now. Until next time, love you. Bye-bye.